This is episode 117. Welcome to the Principal Entrepreneur. My name is Jonathan Royce. I'm a husband, father, principal, entrepreneur, writer, and author. Every week we offer you content that supports educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. Today we're having a short chat about the top five ways to save yourself time as a building leader. As principals, we protect our students and staff, budgets, and everything else, but rarely do we protect our time with the same vigilance. As building leaders, time is always in short supply because we just give it away. Being efficient with our tasks creates the opportunity for us to have more time to focus on our goals that actually have a chance of moving our schools forward. Summer, when we may have more time, is the perfect opportunity to reflect on the best way to protect it and spend it. These five ways to save time are strategies we can add to our toolbox. Number one, skip the non-essentials. What do you absolutely need to do in order to be highly effective and efficient? Those are the priorities that you focus on first. Everything else can either be eliminated or delegated. Number two, keep focused on your mission. Keeping focused on your mission will help you make decisions about what you bring into your school. This will save time as you only allow programs that support your particular plan. A lot of the times we get caught up in something that is cool or fun or a new fad, something for the kids, and it doesn't support our overall goals. Stay focused on the mission until it is complete. Number three, implement multiple strategies. And now this is not about programs. This is about when it comes to time management. Come at it from multiple angles. Use technology to help save time. Find others who complement your weaknesses so that important tasks can get done more quickly. Save your bandwidth for things that only you can do. Stacking time, saving strategies will compound the effects and provide you the hours that you're looking for. And finally, number five, make time for yourself. Making time for yourself actually increases your productivity. It gives you the mental capacity to do that deep thinking that we actually get paid for. You will actually accomplish less if you try to pack more busy work in. Your brain, like a muscle, needs time to rejuvenate so it can come back refreshed. So make sure that you find 10, 15 minutes during the day to sit down, do some meditation, and recalibrate yourself. Time for principals is precious. A lot of the time we waste it putting out other people's fires. By managing our personal time consistently, we can find more time to focus on the quality work. What are some of your time-saving tips? You can share your strategies in the comments section of the corresponding blog, also titled Top 5 Ways to Save Yourself Time as a Building Leader. If you found this entertaining, educational, or just cause for reflection, please follow me and click share so your friends and colleagues can benefit as well. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my other blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and you can register right there on my website. If you're an auditory learner, you can download more podcasts of the Principal Entrepreneur on iTunes and Podomatic. Episodes are replayed whenever you have time to listen to them. If you're interested in sharing your particular experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. And finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group, also titled The Principal Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for joining me today. This has been Jonathan Royce of The Principal Entrepreneur.